Went to work at AP, went down to Louisiana, did that. Port captain, worked as port captain from 06, which I wasn't on the water long until they pulled me into the office, and I worked shoreside.
Can you describe what a port captain does?
Yeah, port captain is like, he's the middle management between the captains on the vessels and probably upper-level management at the corporate level. Mm-hmm. So you're the one that, I was the one that dealt with a lot of the regulations, the HR issues, the budgeting, the captains, you know, and assisted. We were ground support. We supported the crews on the boat, all of them. And the captain was responsible for his watches and what he held on the vessel, but the port captain was responsible for even the next step, calling the Coast Guard, filling out, you know, paperwork type things.
Right.
And it's called other things at other companies, like marine superintendent or operations manager or whatever. But I was a port captain there, and I really learned a lot through them. And I worked as a port captain in Convent for 5 years. And 5 years, I think it was five years in Convent, Louisiana. And then they transferred me to Mobile, Alabama, where I ran the operation over there and managed the ThyssenKrupp steel mill contract from an operational and customer relation, operational relations.
Okay.
With this huge steel mill that's on the Mobile River, mile 2 on the 10-tom, and we were located down in Daphne, Alabama. So I lived there for 2 years, got all that experience, got to go offshore, ran boats and barges there up offshore, managed that, and I noticed that during my day, about 20% of my day was the things I really liked to do, and that was support people and help them get licenses and go from deckhand to pilot to captain to whatever, or share my advice or share my, you know, my experiences, because that's how boat pilots learn. It's not from a book.
Yeah.
It's from somebody else's images or images that you see yourself and you remember.
Right.
That's why we don't learn from PowerPoints with bullet points and words on the screen.
Yeah.
You lose them the minute you do that. But you put a picture of something, they can tell you exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Real visual learners. So I got to help these people about 20% of the day. The other 80% of the day was dealing with bureaucratical red tape, things that I just didn't really enjoy. And David Ryder, the director here, and he and I had been friends for 4 or 5 years, and he came to AEP, and we had worked closely on getting a chaplain in the Gulf down in New Orleans.
Yep.
It was Michael Hammett at the time. And we worked real close because my boss at the time was Mark Canoy, the president of AEP, which is now the president of ACL. But we worked on getting that chaplain in the Gulf, and that's when I first experienced Seaman's Church and the great things that they've done since 1834 in the larger sense, but in the shorter sense, the Brown sense, since 1997. So anyways, I got to know him then. And then in Alabama, I was bored. I was tired of all the bureaucratic red tape. Loved it. I was 45 minutes from the beach. I lived in a sunny place. It was paradise, but I was making that circle. I started on the Guyandotte River as a kid, and I'm slowly working my way back upstream, and like a salmon or something, you know. So I'm working my way upstream, and he said, you know, I don't want to solicit a job. I don't want to solicit because, you know, you work for one of our biggest customers, but you know that there's always a place for you over here. And I thought about it. And one day I called him and said, you know, David, I want to explore those options. Because I want to spend most of my day doing this.
Right.
And you get to do this. And that is help the mariner.
Yeah.